I decided to run for this office after retiring from St. Elizabeth Community Center. I did a lot of work on the West Side, which was really an eye-opener. And then this past summer, I spent time walking the East Side, walking the neighborhoods, walking the alleys. And we need to take back Rockford. If we take back Rockford and the infrastructure, I know we can. With the right leadership in Springfield, I believe I can be an asset. Rockford comes first. I was born and raised here. I enjoy living here. I like the people. And I believe in partnerships with all units of government, non-for-profit agencies, and even with states.
Jobs and the state's role in creating them.
Any jobs that are related to growth. I believe that in order to get the jobs, we have got to travel. We need to partnership with states. We need to partnerships with private agencies. We even need to partnership overseas. Now, we have near the Rockford Airport a new solar system plant that's with Japan. If we can partnership with Japan, we can partnership with other other government across the Great Pond and make Rockford really diversified and bring some enthusiasm along with the jobs into the area.
K through 12 education.
The state's role there is to attract and maintain the best qualified teachers for our children. I believe that these budget cuts, what they're doing, they're talking about pensions, which is diversified, but it's been lumped together. They've made our state employees feel like secondary citizens. It's not the state employees per se themselves. It's the employees enrolled in the system that work for our universities. They are the ones that are getting the high pensions. The little people working at Children and Family Services, working in health care, working in public aid offices, their pensions are not that great. Then they got the teachers' pensions lumped into them, and the public is very, very confused. This cannot be solved overnight, okay? I believe that, sure, we got to take a look at it. We got to take a look at it, and we got to improve the situation, but not on the backs of our local state employees. If we're going to cut, we need to cut from the top, not from the bottom. We're top heavy. And I believe that I know there's all kinds of money in Springfield. You have to remember, I worked for Representative Zeke Georgie for almost 30 years. I know there's money in Springfield, and you don't cut any more from the little people and the taxpayers. Well, the regional superintendents are elected, and that's in the state constitution. You have to be careful what you're talking about here, because some of the things you're going to take a look at are probably going to have to take a rewrite of the constitution. I have no opinion. It's another elected office. I would go to the teachers themselves and ask them if it's important.
Higher education.
We should go to Europe and take a lesson. We should go to Europe. We need to educate on all levels to the best of our ability. These kids are going to be our future. They're going to take care of us. And if we don't take care of them now, they're not going to be there to take care of us. I want our kids to have a good education and come back to Illinois. Well, there's all kinds of grant money out there. And I think that a lot of this, you go back to the counselors of the various institutions, and they're really sharp. These counselors will help you.
The state's role in health care.
Certainly. If we're going to make any changes, we want the very best for the state of Illinois and the city of Rockford and Winnebago County.
Pensions.
I think that it would be just logical to tell our new employees, you know, what we've promised our employees, we owe these employees. We have good state employees, and they try to do the very best job that they can. I think it should begin with the date of hire. I think that they should have to pay more into our pension. But there's money. There's many money at the top to take care of these pension funds. Like, for instance, 3 years ago, the state passed a new law regarding video poker machines. We've lost 3 years of revenue. 3 years of revenue. Now, I'm not a gambler, but I know there's gamblers out there. again, it's put back on the teachers and the state employees. It's not fair. Yep, I support a tier system.
Illinois' role in renewable energy.
Oh, I think we should be for it. I think that we here in Rockford, you know, like I said, we've got the solar panels being built. We've taken a look. I'm on the forest preserve, and we're taking a look at the windmill. I think that harnessed energy should be looked at. We need to be doing this. Illinois is a leader, and we need to be looking at this.
Labor and the right to work movement.
I'm against right to work laws because what happens is the unions end up being teachers, because right alongside a union worker that's been gone through an extensive training program, you bring in people that are under the right to work law, and unless they're willing to learn, they don't belong there. I certainly wouldn't want a house built by right-to-work people. At least if you have the union people, you know that, you know, you're up to code. You have to be careful with this issue. It's a broad issue.
On social issues, first, abortion.
I think that's individual. I don't think you can regulate. I don't think you can, and I don't want to say morality either. I think this is an issue that individuals have to deal with. And certainly we shouldn't have to pay for it. Any governmental agency should not have to pay for abortions.
Civil unions and gay marriage proposals.
I think what people do in their own homes, how they live, is their own business. If they want to marry same sex, it's not costing us any money. We shouldn't stick our nose in private business.
Gambling expansion.
Gambling. I'm not a pro gambler, you know. But again, I mean, if you want to gamble, that's your business. And if it'll help the infrastructure, if it'll help with jobs, that's another issue that people need to take a look at. And if gambling is extended, the people need to be involved. You know, we've got a good educational system in Rockford in spite of what people think. And these people can think. They know what's right and wrong. And certainly, whoever's interested in gambling should bring it to the table. And we should have all kinds of conversation regarding gambling. In order for people to accept new situations like gambling, you're going to have to bring them in. You have to get them involved. Just don't take people for granted. In fact, I've got the first lottery tickets that were sold, and was Zeke's picture, and he's written on that beyond all expectations. And the lottery is good for Illinois. It's helped people too.
Concealed carry.
I believe in concealed carry. I am. I say Rockford. We need to take Rockford back. And the elements that have come into Rockford in the last 10 years are certainly not from Rockford. We have all these people that have come here from Milwaukee, Madison, Detroit, Chicago. We got to run them out. They've got to be run out. And I believe in ceasefire also, because ceasefire is a vital, vital force in areas on the west side. And they're a good group, and I think they're not only good for the community, they're good for the kids over there.
Reducing the state's budget deficit.
I believe in partnership. I believe in partnership, and not just at the time of budget. I'm going to tell you what we really need. You're talking about cuts. People are very worried. They're very nervous in the state of Illinois because they hear billions and billions, and you know, it's hard to relate to billions. We need to adopt a law that would require, before every budget is discussed, we need an audit of our state finances. We need to know where the money goes. And until we find out where the money goes and get that honest audit, we're not going to know. I'm worried about what are they doing in Springfield. Well, they got when they have all the, let's say, not-for-profit agencies scurrying around. As I told you, there's money in Springfield. Well, you have all kinds of boards, commissions, appointments that are made through the various offices. Some of these people making $150,000 a year only meet 8 or 10 times a year. This, the whole system needs to, in it, and that's going to have to be on a graduated basis too. We can't change everything, but certainly we should be looking at the top rather than the bottom.
Why should voters choose you?
If I go down downstate to represent the 67th district, naturally I'm interested in Northern Illinois. And if some of these bills are coming through and I call back here to the newspaper, to the chamber, to my church, to various, I got a whole list that should be contacted. And if it's going to be good for Northern Illinois, I'm going to vote for it. And if it's not good, I'm just going to pass. My experience, I've dealt in social service work since 1964. I can count mentally at least 41 agencies, for-profit, not-for-profit, state agencies that I've dealt with. You give me a state agency, and I'll tell you how I've worked with them. Worked on all levels. Worked with the street people. I enjoy people, and I'll be there for them. My office will not have an answering machine. I'll be there. Open your eyes. Open your eyes, people. Vote for people that are going to have an effect on your life. And I think I'm the best qualified candidate because I love Rockford, Illinois, and Northern Illinois, and we deserve a break. I think that if we don't elect new people, if we don't elect Gloria Lynn, state representative, somewhere down the line, we're going to become another suburb of Cook County.